Just before 2 a.m., the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly endorsed a measure to catch the government economy in freefall. But despite the post-deadline timing, the House is not rushing to pass the bill, the situation leaving federal fiscal affairs once again in limbo. On the House floor, Congressman Dennis Kucinich said it reminded him of a movie.
A New Year's deal for New Year's Day. Or is it Groundhog Day? Because like the movie Groundhog Day, this government in 2 months will arrive at another crisis of debt, of spending and taxes.
The Senate passed plan would raise taxes on annual family income over $450,000, cancel pay raises for Congress, and help prevent milk prices from rising dramatically. The measure would extend benefits for the long-term jobless and prevent a 27% cut in fees for doctors who treat Medicare patients. NPR's John Isty says big issues remain unresolved.
One part of the fiscal cliff that is being put off by this deal is the issue of the automatic spending cuts, the $110 billion in spending cuts from defense and from discretionary programs. The Congress would deal with those about 2 months from now under this deal, but that comes at the same time as the Congress will be facing a fight over raising the debt ceiling. So it could be another time that threatens the economy.
NPR's John Itstein.